This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Ed Sheeran has won a copyright case over his hit Shape of You. This is News Review from BBC Learning English. I'm Tom. Joining me this morning is Roy. Good morning, Roy.
Hello, Tom, and hello, everybody. If you would like to test yourself on the vocabulary around this story, all you need to do is head to our website, bbclearningenglish.com, to take a quiz. But now let's hear more about this story from Ed Sheeran himself.
Whilst we're obviously happy with the result, I feel like claims like this are way too common now and have become a culture where a claim is made with the idea that a settlement will be cheaper than taking it to court, even if there's no base for the claim. It's really damaging to the songwriting industry. There's only so many notes and very few chords used in pop music. Coincidence is bound to happen if 60,000 songs are being released every day on Spotify. That's 22 million songs a year, and there's only 12 notes that are available.
So, Ed Sheeran has won a High Court copyright battle over his 2017 hit, Shape of You. He was accused of plagiarising the 2015 song, Oh Why, by Sami Chokri. A judge ruled that this was not the case.
And we've got three words and expressions to talk about this news story. What are they today, Roy?
We have baseless, rip off, and in wake of.
Baseless, rip off, in wake of. Okay, Roy, let's have your first headline, please.
Okay, so our first headline is from the BBC and it reads, Ed Sheeran wins Shape of You copyright case and hits out at baseless claims.
Baseless, without evidence or facts. Roy, tell us about baseless.
Okay, so baseless is an adjective and it is spelled B-A-S-E-L-E-S-S. And it basically means that something has no evidence or facts to support it.
Now, you use that verb support. Now, if we support something, we make it stronger. Is there a connection between the idea of a base and support?
Yeah, okay, so for example, the base of something is the bottom of something, and we often build things on bases. For example, a structure like a house, and the base of it makes that structure more stable. Now, in terms of baseless as the adjective here, what we're talking about is a claim, somebody saying that somebody did something. If you say that a claim is baseless, you're basically saying that there is no support, there is no evidence, there is no facts to support that claim.
Okay, so there's no base, it's baseless, there's nothing to support it. Makes sense. Is it the same as saying that something is untrue?
Well, it's very similar. It's a similar idea to basically saying you can't prove it, there's no evidence to that.
Okay, now do we hear this in everyday conversation? I say, Roy, you're making up baseless accusations about me.
Well, you could, but it's quite a formal expression. So we don't really hear it in sort of everyday conversations. You'd probably just say, well, that's not right or that's not true.
Okay, so baseless is an adjective. What are the nouns it goes with? What collocations are there?
So you can have a baseless rumour. So you have rumours that have no sort of evidence to support it. Baseless accusations and, of course, baseless claims, as it appears in the headline.
Great. Roy, second headline, please.
Okay, so our second headline comes from Sky News, and it reads, Ed Sheeran releases statement following Shape of You copyright lawsuit after judge rules he did not rip off Sami Chokri.
Rip off, copy or plagiarise something. Roy, tell us about rip off.
Okay, so rip off is a phrasal verb. It is R-I-P, second word, O-double-F, and it is separable. So you can rip something off or rip off something, and it basically means to copy someone's work.
Okay, we copy someone's work. This is an informal way to say that we copy someone's work, but is it neutral, positive, negative? What's going on?
Well, to rip off is negative, and basically it means to steal somebody's work, if you like. So let me give you an example. We're at school and you write this really good essay. My essay, yeah, it's rubbish. So I decide to take your essay and I copy it. And you can say that I ripped off your essay or ripped your essay off. Now, as you say, it's quite informal. So more formally, you would say plagiarize. That's the verb, to plagiarize something.
Okay, so we can rip off or plagiarize homework, work, a song. I thought the phrase was related to money as well.
Yeah, there is a use of rip off when it relates to money, and it's got this idea of taking too much money. Again, that idea of stealing. Now, in terms of money, it means that I charge you, maybe I charge you a huge amount for something that would normally cost much less, and it's an unfair amount. So, for example, I sold you a watch recently. Did you like that watch?
To be honest, Roy, I did not like that watch. It didn't work, it had no batteries, it was broken, it was very expensive. I'm very unhappy with the watch.
Well, I thought it was a great watch, but I charged you a lot of money, so you could say that I ripped you off.
You ripped me off when you sold me the watch. Is there a way I can describe the watch?
Yes, you can use a noun. You can say the watch is a rip-off. And we hyphenate that noun, so it's rip-off.
So, Roy sold me a watch. He ripped me off. It was bad quality. The watch itself was a rip-off. That is our example. Of course, Roy, you would never rip me off, correct?
No, of course that didn't happen. It's just a great example. We're too good of friends. And if I ever charged you too much money for something, I wouldn't sell you anything anyway. I'd just give you as a present. But if ever I charged somebody too much, I would always make sure to give them their money back.
Perfect. Roy, let's have a look at our next headline for today, please.
Okay, so our next headline comes from The Independent, and it reads, Ed Sheeran says he now regrets settling £14 million photograph lawsuit in wake of Shape of You trial win.
In wake of, after, or because of something. Roy, tell us about this expression.
Okay, so in wake of. Now, it's commonly seen more naturally as in the wake of. So it's I-N, second word, T-H-E, third word, W-A-K-E, fourth word, O-F. And that the is more normally used. However, as it's a headline, they have cut the. And what it basically means is after or due to something. So as a consequence of something.
Okay, so the word I'm familiar with here is wake. I wake up in the morning. Now I'm awake. Is this related? Does this link?
Let's talk about that idea of waking up. Now, you wake up after sleeping to start sort of a new day, and it comes after the sleeping. Now, in terms of the expression, it basically means that it's coming after something, and it relates to strongly to the idea of consequences. So it's when we talk of in the wake of something, we sort of saying as a result of something.
Okay, good description. Can we highlight it with an example? I think we normally use in wake of or in the wake of to talk about quite serious things, right?
Yeah, we do. So, for example, the financial crisis. In the wake of the financial crisis, a lot of companies, they closed, they went bankrupt. So it's saying after the financial crisis, because of that, a lot of companies closed.
Another strong example, Roy. So basically, in the wake of, we don't really use it in everyday normal conversation.
No, not really. We reserve it for more kind of serious matters. So in normal everyday conversation, you'd probably just say something like as a result of or because of.
Wonderful. So, okay, Roy, can you recap today's vocabulary for us, please?
I sure can. We had baseless, without evidence or facts. We had rip off, copy or plagiarize something. And we had in the wake of, after or because of something.
Don't forget, if you want to test yourself on today's vocabulary, we have a quiz at the website bbclearningenglish.com, and of course we are all over social media. That's it from us today. Thanks for joining us, and goodbye.
Bye.